This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you, running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Welcome you to the third hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World with the Jingle Cats and Dogs. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and clips and so forth. And you especially got to see the little cats with their pumpkin hats on. And they hit with their paws little office bell dingers to get a treat. And it's just, they're so cute hitting these little dingers and getting their treats. And it's just hysterical to watch it. Do you find that at Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook? It's just a cute little video. And hey, had fun with the Jingle Cats. And I didn't realize it, but my favorite Jingle Cats Christmas song is one that Duhava Nagila. And that was the last one we just played. Oh, that's so much fun. And Robbie Golden got into it. See that, Nathan? He was in my lap.
Yeah.
Robbie Golden did Hava Nagila with the Jingle Cats. And he got kisses on his nose and all of that. And now he's disappointed that we can't do that for the rest of the show. And Robbie does the Jingle Cats and dogs.
Very good.
So it was fun. It was fun. And and Nathan all decorated. We had spinning snow-covered Christmas trees and snowflakes and Christmas lights. And Nathan's a reindeer. And we're all decorated up for the season. So I hope you all are having some holiday cheer as well. And golly. I don't see any notes from you, Nathan. Does that mean that we have who we're expecting? Well,
and you know, a couple others too in the background.
All right. Well, you know, we had some snafus last month. We'll find out what's going on. But I am delighted to welcome back from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program the founder, president, and as I say, the chief cook and bottle washer. That would be Laura Cook. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
And as I recall, and Nathan reminded me that when we got to this part of the show last month, we couldn't get through to you and we didn't get to talk. We had to talk about you when you weren't here. So did something happen last month? We thought maybe you didn't have a power or phone dead or something. You okay?
Bad phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
I have finally gotten another one.
However, oh, all right. So you have a new phone this month, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, for anybody who doesn't know and didn't hear Nathan and I talking all about you last month, tell us what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about.
We are a street outreach program and a foster-based dog rescue. We do, for outreach, we do pet food, supplies, boarding, goodness gracious, vet care, emergency vet mm-hmm. care, including spay and neuter, for people that are living homeless in Seattle. And we just do the best we can on getting supplies to people that are out there, and including tents, sleeping bags, blankets, hygiene kits, stuff like that, to just help people get through.
Wow. And, you know, I just, you guys do incredible work, but this last week with the snow and the power outage and all that kind of stuff, that had to be really challenging for you. How did it go? And how are you doing with the weather we've had this last week?
I try not to complain too much because at the end of the day, I have a home to go to, but it's so dang cold out there. And the wetness from the rain and from the snow, it just was very difficult. We had long, long days, long nights, and I don't know how we got through it, really, but we did.
Well, and I got to tell you, Laura, I'll give you credit. You and what you do, I mean, hell, you had an influence in helping me get through this week. Because I had a tremendously challenging week, and I'm hoping I paid all my winter karma this last week. So, because you know, I had a half a foot of snow and power out, and so my it was an unusually long power outage. I had no Wi-Fi, so it was completely cut off. And I was telling everybody earlier that, you know, when it's below freezing outside, it's amazing how cold, you know, 45 degrees can feel in the house. Yeah. It's really cold. But, you know, in all, and then of course the snowplow took out my mailbox, and then my battery was dead, and had all these things going on this week that was just a pain in the you know what. But every time I started to sink into that feeling bad and feeling sorry for Martha, I thought of you. And I thought of all the people that don't have a home. And, you know, it snapped me right out of it to realize that, yeah, I was cold and miserable, but my golly, I had a home. I was dry, and it wasn't, and I absolutely couldn't fathom what it would be like to not have anywhere to go, to be outside on your own. I mean, this has got to tear at your heartstrings all the time, Laura. I mean, I don't know how you do this.
You know, it's challenging at times emotionally, you know, that I want to be able to help more and do more, but it's like this is all I can do, right? And I know that what I do makes a difference, but it's so hard when you have people that want housed and need housed, and you just, that's the one thing you can't give them aside from a tent is, you know, a place to go. And so it is hard, but I just...
Now, I know they always talk about, Laura, you know, when we get in, have a week like this, we get snow and it gets so darn cold. They talk about the warming shelters and they open those up and so forth. But now I know you get all over the city of Seattle and you know where the different places are and you take supplies and stuff. Are there enough warming shelters and stuff for all these people that live outside? Can they go places with their animal friends and get warmed up?
It changes all the time. We just don't know right now what to tell people because some places do take animals and some don't, and I'm actually getting a new list this afternoon of where they can go, and I'll post it on our website and, you know, social media, because like I said, not every place takes animals.
Yeah, and I know if I were outside, you know, and living outside with my, there's no way I would go to a shelter and leave my animal. Well, you know, I would have to be able to take my dog or, you know, with me.
Right.
But you know, I'll tell you, that's how I pulled myself out of the woe is me this week, was just thinking about all the people that didn't have what I have, and that even though I wasn't a happy camper, I certainly was very fortunate and very blessed to have what I have, and that it, and knowing that it was only temporary. But gosh, my heart goes out to you, and you cover so many bases, because you not only pull a supply canned food and dry food and cat food and dog food and litter and leashes and collars and toys and treats and all that stuff for animals. You also have, you know, partnered up with Greenwood Animal Hospital, and they do the emergency veterinary care for the homeless that you work with. However, you have to pay the bill. So that is piling up, and folks, if you want to help Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, you can donate directly to the cause, but you can also call Greenwood Animal Hospital and donate directly to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program through them to cover veterinary expenses. But you also do neat things like if there are homeless folks that have to go to job education or rehab or have to go to the hospital for some reason, so that they will do those things and not abandon their animal friends, you board their animals for them until they get done with what they're doing and they can get them back. And that just seems like a wonderful gift that you give them. So I want everybody out there, it's really important to step up, and we need to help Laura do what she does and to provide the supplies, and not only just for the homeless dogs and cats that are with these folks, it's for the people too, because you collect tents and coats and gloves and socks, all that good stuff that people need too. So how can people help you out, Laura? What's the best way to donate, and do you need supplies, and is there a place to drop them off, or what do we need to know about all of that?
Food and supplies can be dropped off at a Dog's Dream Pet Store, which they have two locations in White Center and Georgetown.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They can do that. They can always give us a call, and, you know, we can meet them somewhere here in Seattle to pick things up. And then, of course, they can donate on, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, a variety of different places, you know, that they can, donate to. And, geez.
Well, the other thing, too, and what I remember, what I don't shop at Amazon.com anymore. I always go to smile.amazon.com. Now, it's the same thing as shopping at Amazon.com, but if you go through smile.amazon, then you get to pick your favorite shelter or rescue, and a percentage of what you buy goes to support your shelter or rescue. So I have trained myself now. I sometimes go to Amazon.com to look for something, but if I'm going to order it, I go through smile.amazon so that a percentage goes to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So that's another way that you can contribute without actually having to do anything extra.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, we forget sometimes to mention that sort of thing. That's a simple way for people to contribute.
Yes, Chewy, they can. We do have a Chewy wish list as well.
On Chewy.com?
Yes, if people shop there, they can choose us, you know, or if they have another rescue shelter that they'd like, you know, that's a good way as well, Amazon and Chewy.
All right, excellent, excellent. And then, you know, Laura spends a lot of time, you know, driving around with supplies, and at this point, you know, she has to use her little car, and it's a lot of work and a lot of trouble, and I just know there's got to be somebody out there that's got a used truck with pickup truck with a canopy or a van or station wagon or something that, you know, you could load a bunch of stuff up to drive around. And because Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is a 501c3 nonprofit, you can deduct the value of your vehicle if you donate it to Seattle Dogs. You know, I'm saying, you know, I love the Cars for Kids ads, but let's do Cars for Dogs and Homeless Dogs and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And check with everybody you know. Keep your eyes out. And anybody's got a used van or a pickup with canopy, let's get Laura a car or, you know, a vehicle to do supplies this year. That means we got the rest of this month.
Yeah.
Otherwise, so that's real important. Now, you also said they can drop off supplies down in, you know, the South Seattle area, like the White Center or Georgetown at a Dog's Dream. But you also said they could call you and rendezvous with you somewhere if they wanted to drop off supplies. What number should people call if they need to talk to you about a rendezvous?
206-519-1697.
Okay, so if you need to talk to Laura, 206-519-1697. So you could call her and she could arrange to rendezvous with you if you want to drop some stuff off. So at this point, we need to take a little time out, Laura, take care of our advertisers, and then we will come back and find out more about what's going on with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and how we can help. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues, more with Laura Cook coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Jingle Balls and the Jingle Cats and Dogs, courtesy of Mike Spala, the creator of the Jingle Cats and Dogs. And thank you, Mike. And hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We heard from wonderful Linda Rasmussen at Vertical Energy Worldwide. And remember, you can get a free introductory session with her. Just give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. And hey, Nathan, before we get back to Laura, I brought up my weather and radar.
Mm-hmm.
And according to my radar, there's some snow in your area. Do you see any snowflakes out there?
Now, no, nothing is falling.
It's real close to you.
I do see darker clouds, so maybe in a little bit might see a little tiny flurry. But other than that, it's just dry as can be right now.
Well, it does on the radar. It shows that it's blue over I-90. But that it's going to move out later and come up to my neck of the woods. That must be the snowflakes on my weather app. But so maybe it's just the snow is high in the sky and it's just not us not reaching the ground at this point.
Well, in that case, it would become rain, or maybe it's just still sitting in a cloud.
Well, yeah, you're right on the line where it looks like there's rain and stuff going on in Seattle, but it looks like there's snow anyway. So it is threatening around in the area, but for as far as we know, it's not going to be anything significant, so nothing to be concerned about. Anyway, let's get back and finish up. Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura, hearts just go out to you and say, thank you so much for the work that you do. And gosh, and thank you for keeping me in a positive frame of mind and being grateful for what I have. Because I think of you and what life could be like if you didn't have a place to live. So let's all say lots of prayers for Laura and all the homeless folks that she helps. And then what is the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program website, Laura, so people can check in that way?
SeattleDogs.info.
SeattleDogs.info is the website. And you can contribute through PayPal. And I think that's... what, Seattle?
PayPal.me/SeattleDogs.
PayPal.me/SeattleDogs. Excellent. Yeah. And then you said the other things that I don't really know about, the Venmo and all those other, you can also donate through those apps as well?
Yes. They have, Cash App. The username is SeattleDogs. And then we have Venmo, and it's the same thing there as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, Laura, I can't tell you how grateful I am for all the great work that you do. I hope that our listeners step up and support you, send some money, and that you get through this winter season. And, you know, I mean, technically it's not even winter yet, but let's hope maybe we're getting the snow and the ice out early this year. Although they say it's a La Nina era, there's probably more to come. But we will be sort of supporting you at least with our positive thoughts and prayers. So take care. And gosh, Laura, we'll talk to you again next year.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So hang in there through the holidays, and we will talk to you in 2023.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless, Laura. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, so that brings us to the bottom of the hour, and that means we get to switch over and address the human animal, and I believe that we are ready to go, are we not? And joining us again, one of my favorite people and who I love to chat with here, it would be from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Sita Toko is here with us this morning. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
And you sound bright and cheery on this Sunday morning. So how's everything out in your neck of the woods?
It is white and crunchy and slick.
Okay, that's kind of like what's going on out here. Nathan down at the studio, they're kind of done with all of this. They don't have any white down there. But so you are at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, is that right?
That's right.
So white all over the place, but I would imagine the roads are clear. Is that true?
Yeah, the main roads are clear.
What do you guys do about the parking lot there? Do you get out there and shovel or scrape snow, or how do you handle that at the temple?
Yeah, we do shovel because, you know, the driveway has a bit of a slope to it, and then we put stuff on it to make it not icy. So we're very good about that. And also on our website, we have a weather report app thing that we put up at this time of year, and people can click and see if we have changed hours or if there's a late start and stuff like that.
Oh, you know, I didn't even know about that. Mm-hmm. So what, you go to AnandaWashington.org?
That's right. And it's at the very top of the page, and you just click on the button and it'll tell you when it was updated. And yeah, we had some shorter hours yesterday just to give the parking lot time to
thaw
up a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I didn't know that you had that app on there and you could check that. That's very good because, you know, you are in the area that seemed to get more snow this time. Mm-hmm. So, but it sounds like the parking lot is clear. The roads are clear. But a little slick earlier in the mornings when the temperature's been so low and things freeze. But did you have a good turnout at service? I mean, are people out in this stuff and coming?
Yeah, we actually had to set up a few extra seats. So I was surprised. I think part of it is, you know, our community in Linwood, we got hit really good, but a lot of places didn't. And so if you go south of the temple towards, you know, more the main center, city center of Boston, it's like really nothing. And if you go north, we went up to the farm yesterday for their open house, was nothing. So there's just pockets. So it didn't affect everybody.
Yeah, it was really interesting. When I was out of power and I had no Wi-Fi, so I couldn't get online and check the PUD site and find out when and if I was going to get power back and all that stuff. So at some point, after many hours of no power and starting to see my breath, I called PUD, and the gal that I talked to was very nice, but she had come into work from Kameno Island, and she said that Kameno just really didn't get hit with much snow. It was pretty easy. So that you're on the farm is on the south end of Kameno Island, but that in fact was true, that that it didn't get hit. You didn't get a lot of snow at the farm.
No, that the wind will come through that pocket between Whidbey and, you know, the mainland, and it tends to be a little bit warmer sometimes.
Okay. So yesterday was the annual open house at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered about that. I had to work. So, you know, I'm not able to get up there, but it was successful and you had a great open house up at the farm yesterday.
It was wonderful. Yeah. And for folks who are curious about the farm or what they grow and what they make from there, if you miss the open house, that's okay, because this upcoming Saturday, December 10th, the Nanda Farm and the East West Bookshop, they're having a holiday fair in Basel here at our Temple Yoga Hall. And that's from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And so if you want to come check out...
Now, that's next weekend?
Yeah, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. So I think that's what, the 10th? Yeah, right. The 10th. Saturday the 10th. And this, so we don't have to go to all the way up to Kameno. We can come to the Blue Lotus Temple next Saturday between noon and 3, because the farm will be there with all their stuff and East West Bookshop with all their stuff.
That's right.
Cool. Cool.
Very
and
cool.
Will that be set up, what do you think, in the yoga hall? I mean, a lot of times you were doing outside booths in the parking lot, but I don't think it's time of year to do that. So
no. It'll be indoors in the yoga hall, because we have other programs happening in the temple, such as the morning yoga class, and Riemann has a Christmas spirit class. And then that evening is the Christmas kirtan, excuse me, which is...
Oh, so that's next Saturday. And what for any... I don't think we've talked about kirtans before, Sita. So can you tell us, what is a kirtan?
Sure. We gather together and we have a small group of musicians who lead simple chants that everyone can sing or just enjoy being sung to. And there's moments of silence in between the chants, because they really uplift you and bring you inward quite easily. And then there'll be some inspirational readings and a bit of a candlelight ceremony. And then the last half hour, it's just time for everyone to meditate in whatever way that speaks to them. So it's 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. You don't even have to want a chant. You can just come in and just feel how wonderful it is to be in the
okay,
state.
So there's so much going on at the temple this holiday season. So this is, we're talking about next Saturday, the 10th. During the day, you can come to the Blue Lotus Temple between noon and 3, because that's going to be a big Ananda Farms and East West Bookshop sale.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing, of course, for Christmas gifts and all that good stuff. But then you can come back Saturday evening from 7 to 8:30 in the sanctuary in the temple for the kirtan.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I've been able to come to a kirtan in person, oh, they're just lovely. Now, I'm wondering, though, what's running around in my brain, Sita, is are the kirtans, are they streamed like on Facebook Live, or can you watch them online, or do you have to come in person?
You know, we are working on getting staff to live stream it, so... folks need to check the website to see what's been decided, but for sure in person, and hopefully if we have the staff, because it involves sound for the music and lighting.
Right, okay. So you're still working on that. Ideally, you can always come in person for Saturday night for the kirtan from 7 to 8:30, but they're working on a plan to live stream it. And if you just check the website, anandawashington.org, and look at the kirtan for next Saturday, there'll be updates there if we can join online. Gosh, that sounds wonderful.
Right. There's so much happening right now. And what's nice is you can go to our website and there's a button, a big button that says, you know, holidays happening or holiday events. And you can just see what works with your schedule, what inspires you. You never have to do all the things. You don't have to be a member of Ananda to come. It's really just tuning into the Christmas spirit in a non-sectarian, you know, non-dogmatic way that just celebrates the light and the lightness of the season. Don't have to belong to a religion or have any beliefs. It's just wonderful for everyone if it's anyone's
right.
Inspired
it's,
to check it out.
Yeah, and a great place to come and join in. So we do need to talk about all the great things that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're on next weekend... Let's stay there for a minute, because we talked about during the day I'll be the farm and East West sale between 12 and 3. But I'm noticing, because I've got a holiday card here about what's going on at Ananda, and I was particularly intrigued by, and you'd mentioned it briefly, that Reman, one of our spiritual directors, Nayaswami Reman, is doing a talk, a presentation, I think, at the Blue Lotus Temple, right, on Saturday at from 10:30 to 1?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's in person and online. So if you don't want to drive, if you're not ready to be amongst people, you can do it online. It's called Bringing Christ Back into Christmas.
I'm really intrigued by that title, Bringing Christ Back into Christmas. Doesn't that sound like a great talk for right now?
I think it's just like bringing the light back into, you know, the season. All religions celebrate the light and the darkness at this time of year. And it's just so easy to get overwhelmed by, like, I have to do this shopping, I have to do this party, I have to send cards. And I'm not, like, talking, like, that's all fine, but it can be exhausting and lead to restlessness. And just to, like, plug in and get a reminder and just to feel uplifted and to kind of remember what, like, a higher aspect of the season, one that's more satisfying to tune into, perhaps.
Yeah, that just sounds wonderful. So that is next Saturday, 10:30 to 1 p.m. in person at the Blue Lotus Temple or online. And it's Reman that will be doing the presentation. It's called Bringing Christ Back into Christmas. Well, I think a wonderful, wonderful way to start your holiday season. All right. So I'm looking at the clock, and we need to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. So let's do that now. And then we will continue with Sita and find out what else is coming up this holiday season and this month at Ananda. And there's lots more. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Sita and Ananda straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on! on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, I love that little purr. That's my favorite things. Now you have to listen. Hear the purr. That's my favorite things. Oh, love those jingle cats. Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Animal World today. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She's our medium communicator and personal awareness coach, and she's available to do private readings or schedule custom classes. She also does podcasts on Monday and Wednesday, 4 p.m. Look for Natasha Venter on angelicclarifications.com is her website, but Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on YouTube at 4 o'clock on Mondays and 4 o'clock on Wednesdays if you want to catch the podcasts. And any other thing you need to chat about, you could give Natasha a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And then Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer with the gongs and acutonic forks and so forth, is open for business in her new little home and Whispering Dragon Center combined. Absolutely fabulous. The energy is wonderful. It was terrible that I couldn't get there on Friday because of my dead battery and all of that. And then my back went out with all the stress. But bless her heart, Jude's been doing remote healing for me. I was able to work and do my session yesterday. I am here on the radio today and not in pain. Thank you very much to Jude Ponton and Remote Sessions. So if you need some help getting through, you're shoveling too much snow and your back's a problem, call Jude. Whisperingdragon.com is the website, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are in the middle of a conversation with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We're chatting with Sita and about all the holiday happenings. So, Sita, what else should we talk about coming up?
Well, if you have children, if your listeners have children, then next Sunday is the children's Christmas party. Ooh. And so parents can attend the service if they'd like to, or stay with their children. It's from 10 a.m. till noon. And just ask for an RSVP so the teachers can plan. But that's a wonderful offering for families.
Wonderful. So Christmas party. So the parents would attend the service at 10, but the kids would go to the party?
Right. And if the kids wanted their parents to be with them, you know, if they're new,
It's okay for the parents to hang at the party if their kids are more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. They can color too.
Okay. Now, is the next thing the Christmas meditation retreat?
That's right. That's on Saturday, December 17th.
Now, that's a wonderful kind of Ananda tradition. So why don't you explain that to us?
So once a year before Christmas, we gather for an 8-hour meditation, but don't let that intimidate you. There's breaks. There's
music. Yeah, because I hear people saying, yikes, meditate for 8 hours? How can anybody do that?
But also you can come for as little or as long as you want to. It was a tradition Yogananda started because they ended up celebrating Christmas, serving others, feeding meals in that way. And so instead of trying to do both, he started having the all-day meditation before Christmas. So it's a tradition of long ago for us all. And it's just...
Isn't that interesting? It started with Yogananda doing this, and he did it intentionally like the week before Christmas.
Everyone could
spend Christmas serving if they so chose.
That's right. I think on Christmas Eve they did it, and he called this the spiritual Christmas, and then the other one social Christmas.
Gotcha. And so it's not if you come to the temple for the Christmas meditation retreat, it's actually Saturday, December 17th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But right. Having attended a number of these prior to the pandemic, okay, I mean, these in-persons are just getting firing up again now. But you know, it's not that you're sitting there in meditation for that full time. There are plenty of breaks, and there's music and sometimes recording of Yogananda's, you know, Christmas talks and that sort of thing. And that sort of thing will still happen during that time, won't it, Sita?
Oh, absolutely. And you can also attend online. So if you want to just come and check it out and do an hour, do a half hour, you know, just see. Sometimes we surprise ourselves when we're meditating with a group of others who are doing so. We kind of ride the wave with others, and it does make it easier.
Okay. So if you're interested in the Christmas meditation retreat, it is free. All are welcome. In person, it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, but you can also join online. And I think you can do that both through the website, anandawashington.org, but can't you also do Facebook Live?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm not sure
if it's
Zoom or if it's Facebook. A lot just depends on what staff.
Okay, but check the website, and that'll let us know.
Yeah, and you can call us. We're more or less pretty friendly, so we can tell you too.
Yeah, you can call the temple and find out. And by the way, folks, if you need to call the Blue Lotus Temple for any and with any questions, again, everybody's real friendly, and it's A-OK to call. The phone number is 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. All right, so then that takes us up maybe to like the Christmas pageantry service. Is that where we go next?
Mm-hmm. This is a special Sunday service for children and families. And so it's more abbreviated and geared so the children can be still. And there's a play put on by adults and some children, and treats for the kids. And it's just a wonderful way to bring children into the spirit in a way that's easily doable for them and easy on the families.
Okay, so that's the Sunday before Christmas, so that's December 18th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's the Christmas pageantry service. It's from 10 a.m. to about 11:30 that day. And then also, then I think there's Christmas caroling. Everybody, we do some Christmas caroling right after the service. Is that right?
That's right. There's, for folks who'd like to stay, there's Christmas caroling, and then there is a a Christmas party that everyone can attend, and there'll be food. You don't have to bring anything, and just, you know, stay as little or as long as you like and see what speaks to you.
All right. And then the next thing on my list is perhaps one of my favorite services of the year. Ooh, I'm feeling a tear coming up because I haven't been able to attend with the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of that. So it's been, I don't know, 2 or 3 years at least, but it is the Candlelight Christmas Eve service. And that is in fact happening again this year.
Woo-hoo! It is. Right.
Okay. So that's going to be Christmas Eve, which this year is Saturday, December 24th. Mm-hmm. And it's from 9 to 10 p.m. And boy, it's favorite service of the year. I love the candlelight service. And usually, you know, in the past what I've done, I go and I have Christmas Eve with my family, my biological family. And they live in Bothell, very close to the Blue Lotus Temple. So then after a Christmas Eve celebration with my biological family, I would always go join my spiritual family at the Blue Lotus Temple for the Christmas Eve service. That hasn't happened. And I'm telling everybody know, I have not attended a service in person since the pandemic. However, I'm feeling a little bug, Sita. And I'm feeling like I want to come. So let's see, I'm tearing up. I want to come to the Christmas Eve service. Now, I'll be masked up because I'm not taking any chances. But because I'm all vaccinated up and I have the new current bivariant vaccine and stuff, I think if I mask, I think I will feel perfectly fine and safe. But I'm looking forward to coming to the Christmas Eve service in person. So will you be there? Do I get to see you in person, Sita?
I wouldn't miss it for anything. It's so special.
All right. All right. Well, then for the first time in a very long time, I might get to see you in person because I am planning on coming to the Christmas Eve service. I think I just made the decision right now because it just feels so good. And I haven't been, you know, haven't been able to do it. I think one year we even had to cancel it because of the snow and stuff or something. I don't know, but there hasn't been a lot.
No, you're right. That did happen. Yeah. And I just want to point out, too, that Sunday doesn't fall on Christmas. Christmas falls on Sunday. And so
The next day, the Christmas Eve service is Saturday night at 9 o'clock, but there'll also be a Christmas Day service at 10 a.m. on,
no,
is it 10 a.m.? No, it's a different time on Christmas.
At 1 p.m.
Ah, so the Christmas Day Sunday service is at a special time. That's at 1 p.m. on Christmas
right.
Day.
That way folks can be with their families and kids can open up their gifts, and that gives people enough time to
That's wonderful.
At 1 p.m.
And very considerate. Very nice. And typical be hour and a half service, something like that, most likely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's lovely. And the Christmas Day service is always lovely as well. I know that that is a Sunday, and so we'll have a show scheduled, but it's the last Sunday of the month, so I think it'll just be Nathan and the Jingle Cats and Dogs by himself in the studio, because it's my Sunday off. So I, of course, will be doing Christmas with my family, but I also might be able to get back to the temple. So we'll just see. You may see me more than expected.
Yay. Yeah.
Now, and then that brings us through. Can you believe it? We're going to close out the year 2022 here coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm looking past the Christmas Day service, and then we go into January. Now, in the past, Sita, there's been a New Year's Eve gathering. But the pandemic, you know, messed up the detail with all that sort of stuff. Is there anything going on for New Year's Eve this year?
No, we've decided just to have people come to midnight. You know, sometimes the roads aren't good, the parking lot's not good, and just,
yeah,
you know, people can stay home. But we sort of try to make up with it for it. With the next day, we'll have a few special extra touches for Sunday service to welcome in the new year.
Yeah, because New Year's Day is actually on a Sunday this year,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yep.
Whoa, so that means that'll be January 1st. Okay, Nathan, we'll be doing a shelter rescue show on New Year's Day. Are you coming to work on New Year's Day, Nathan?
Yep.
Okay, I guess I am too. Okay, so we'll be here. So, Sita, I'm telling you now, somebody on January 1st needs to be available to chat with me here. And it's always wonderful to chat with you again. But just so you know, we'll need somebody to talk on the air on the 1st.
Okay, we'll get that taken care of right now. And
mark your calendar now. Let's sign somebody up. But then January brings up some cool stuff because Yogananda's birthday is in January.
Mm-hmm.
So so cool stuff happens for Master's birthday. And
we can talk about that in January.
Yeah, we will. But just mark your calendars, folks, because Thursday, January 5th, that's Yogananda's birthday. So there will be an in-person and online birthday evening on January 5th from 7 to 8 p.m. So mark your calendars. We'll tell you about that on the 1st, and then we'll go into all the other happenings in January. So, Sita, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm glad that everybody's able to get to Temple, and I look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve, and hopefully a lot of our listeners will join us for various events during the month. But please, you know, share my love with everybody who's around, and have a great afternoon. And we'll talk to Ananda again in 2023, but I plan to see you on Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All righty, Nathan. We managed to do another one and stay on the air. Well, we did pretty good today. And we got Laura, so we're 4 for 4 with everybody today.
That's another great one in the books.
Yep, yep. So, everybody, let's see. Next week will be the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. So, unless the weather goes south on us again and something's really weird going on, we'll all be in the studio. So that'll be Nathan will be here. Of course, he might be Gary. And who knows? Jacob could sneak in. You never know.
Jason.
But you'll have your button ready. And so Nathan will be here. Stacy will be in. And then Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen will join us. And together, they will take your calls and do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And if you're too shy to call in, you can get remote healing just by listening and following Linda's instructions, following along. So I hope you will join us and plan to call in. Otherwise, you stay safe, stay warm. Please support all our shelters. Donate to Meow. Donate to Help Animals India, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and show up at Ananda. Nathan, thank you so much. God bless you, everyone. Enjoy the Jingle Cats for the rest of the month. Yay! And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.